First Peter chapter 1. I appreciate everyone being in the service again this evening. And I have happy this week about the Sunday evening service that the Lord let us have. We were able to just follow the Lord's leadership. Amen. And I like it when the Lord changes things up for us. I want to just get out of the way. And God wants us to obey Him. God wants every one of us to obey Him. He wants us to all to be led by Him. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He wants us to be led by Him. But here in 1 Peter chapter 1, I'll begin at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. That's as far as I want to read. For sake of reading, we'll go down a little further through these passages tonight, but the thought that I want to share with you is here where the Apostle Peter said, whom having not seen, ye love. He's talking about these believers having not seen Christ. Not at all. They had never seen Christ, that they loved Him. Now, Peter was a man who had seen Christ. Peter's love for Christ, it was evident. It had been tried. He had been tested. But Peter had seen Him. And this was not something that Peter could hang upon his cloak. He was talking to these believers that they'd preached to. He was talking just beforehand about how that they greatly rejoice in verse 6. Greatly rejoice over their, say it was over their salvation in Christ. Over their hope that lively hope, verse 3, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. A hope of living again by the resurrection. That was a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so they had that live, the hope of living again. In other words, a lively hope. Not just a hope of a better day, maybe that. No, it was a living hope. A hope that beyond death, we're going to live again. Because Christ rose. And they were rejoicing in that. And he said, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. They were really being tried. These believers were. And some of them were in heaviness through manifold temptations. And he said something to them. He said that the trial of your faith, trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold, much more precious than of gold that perishes, even though, he said, it be tried with fire. Gold can be tried with fire, yet still perish. Still perish. The most precious gold. He's saying, your faith is more precious than the most precious gold you've ever seen. Because it perishes. Your hope don't perish. Your faith doesn't perish. He said you might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love. They had not seen him. They didn't see him get up. They've not seen him work all the miracles that he worked. They're just hearing. They're hearing things that you and I have heard. But we didn't see him. They didn't see him. In whom though now you see him not, yet believing. There it is. Our faith. Though we see him not, yet believing. Do you believe? I mean, really believe. Really, truly believe. Believe in him. Believe in his resurrection. Believe that he's alive. Believe he's coming again. Listen, having not seen, ye love. When he said having not seen, that having not seen, that's an absolute negative. There's no way any of these people had seen him. No way. To know him, to see him is to know him also. To know him. Peter saw him and he knew him. And he said, you love. Having not seen, you love. And that word love he uses here is to be loved. And it's where we get the word beloved. To be loved. Now listen, having not seen, ye love. To be loved. That means that Christ is the one being loved. He knows he's loved by us that believe. He knows if we love him. He is the beloved. To be loved by us. We are loved by him. And he is loved by us. having not seen you love. They had a love for him. He knew he was loved. He knows he's loved by these disciples, even though they have not seen him. In verse number 10, look what he said. He said, of which salvation the prophets have inquired, which means to search out, to see, having not seen ye love. Now the prophets, listen, they hadn't seen him, but they wanted to see him. They searched out to see him. They looked out. The prophets have inquired. It also means they searched him out through worship. In their worship, they sought after him carefully. You know, that's part of what worship is searching him out. Find out God. And God tells us what he wants. God tells us what he doesn't want. He told Israel one time about all the sacrifices that they were given. He said, I don't want these things. He wanted a heart that sought after him. They inquired, the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. They explored. They heard where God was here, God was there, and they went. Why do you think Christians go to Jerusalem? Searching out God. He'd been here. If we knew where Eden was, we'd be going there too. Anywhere where God has ever showed up, if we can find it on a map and get there, believers are going there. Look at the early churches over in Philippi. You can go there today. They have tours where you can tour the early Pauline churches. What are people doing? I hope they're exploring. Searching out God. Listen, he's more than just a stone to be looked at. Are you listening to me? God wants us to follow after him with our heart. That's how we see him. That's how we know him. Jesus had told the believers, you know, when Thomas was especially, I believe it was, he had seen him, he'd been with him, but he didn't see God. How long have I been with you? You've not seen the Father. Having not seen you love, the Lord wants us to see him. Even though with our eyes we've not seen him, he wants us to know him. Paul had seen him, and he still searched out to know him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. So they prophesied. Who prophesied of the grace that should come. They foretold under inspiration of the grace that should come. Yet, they didn't see him. I mean, they told words that identified him, but yet they didn't see him. Their faith's a lot like ours. We believe these things that God has given unto us, but yet we've not seen him. It was them at that precious time that actually saw him. And Peter was one of them. John was one of them. A couple of Johns, several Johns, several Marys. The apostles. Think of all them that had seen him. Think of the early church, the 450 witnesses that had seen him after he had risen again. It was a special time to be able to see him. But Peter's saying here to these whom having not seen ye love. That's special, church, to love him, really love him whom you've not seen. Some people may think it's crazy. No, it's not crazy. It's faith. We really love him. Searching what or what manner of time, he said in verse 11. The Spirit of Christ, which is which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. The Spirit of Christ did signify. He gave them a sign. He testified of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Searching what or what manner of time? Looking to see. These early prophets were. And it was revealed to them by the Holy Spirit that was in them. That's how they saw Christ, through the Spirit. You know, that has to be the only way we can really see Him right now and love Him is through the Spirit of God. By His testimony to us. By His revelation to us. To let us really know. I mean, when He moves on the inside to dwell with it, to really make us to know that He is alive. And so He walks with us. And He talks with us. And He directs us. And He comforts us. And He is the Spirit of Christ. The very Spirit of Christ. Jesus said, I send you another comforter. One just like me. We can see Him through the Spirit. That's how the early prophets of God, when they inquired and searched and prophesied of the grace, searching. I mean, it just keeps talking about them searching. It's talking about them looking to see. Looking to see. And you know what we're doing, even though we have not seen, we love. Every day of our travels here on this earth, you and I are looking to see Him. We're searching diligently for the hope, lively hope. Amen. A day when, praise God, we'll live beyond the grave because of His resurrection. Having not seen ye love, unto whom it was revealed. Verse 12. That not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things unto whom it was revealed. It was opened to them. That's what revealed. That's where we take that from. We get the word revelation from that. It means to open up. Let you see. When you reveal something, you're letting someone see. Unto whom it was revealed. They did minister, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. The angels have seen him. Yet this gospel, this salvation of sinners, this love that we have, having not even seen him, we love. The angels desire to look into that. They can't see that. They see him. They see him every day. They're there. They've been there for I don't know how long. But here's something that they desire to see. They desire to look into. How the Holy Ghost came down from heaven and revealed these things unto us through the gospel. And a man that you and I have never seen, we love. That's far beyond the angel's grasp. Yep. I want to admit, sometimes it's far beyond my grasp. The deeper you get to digging and thinking about it, first, why would he love me? Why would he love something like me? And then how could I love someone I'd never seen? I mean, really feel his love. To really have his love. Someone I've never seen. Peter's saying, having not seen, ye love. You look through these great examples. I mean, faith in Christ makes us a new creature. A new creature. And puts in us a living hope. A living hope that's as strong as the faith of them that had seen him. It's as strong. Listen, Peter don't have any stronger faith than the born again child of God. Maybe Peter was mesmerized too. How, having not seen ye love, how their love, how they could love him. Maybe even be more dedicated. You got to remember, Peter was a man that, I mean, it was with him. Peter was a man that said, I'll go with you to the cross. I'll go with you to death. I'll do all. And yet Peter completely denied him. But yet here's a group of people that are giving their lives daily for their love for a man that they've never seen. Maybe Peter was questioning how that could be. But he knows it is so powerful. So powerful a change and so powerful a message and so powerful a love that the angels desire to look into it. That's how powerful it is. Amen. Now he goes on down. And you remember back when he was talking about their faith in verse 7 being much more precious than of gold that perisheth? This faith that they have in Christ that causes them to love him even though they've not seen him. He goes on and expounds on it. In verse 18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. He's already talking about gold that perisheth. From your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Here's what they had been redeemed with. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest, made known in these last times for you. Even though they had not seen him, he was made known to them. So in spirit, in their souls, by the Holy Ghost of God, Christ had been made known to them. Christ had been made manifest in these last times. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. There's much more to this, but I just wanted you to see that. I wanted you to see that tonight. Verse 8. And he's talking about where they got unspeakable joy and salvation from. Verse 8, let's read all of it. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. One great time, here in the Epistle of Peter, he speaks about joy unspeakable and full of glory. And in what context does he give it to them? Their faith in Christ, whom they had not seen, yet they loved him. Joy unspeakable and full of glory is so attached to how much you and I really love him that we've not seen. Yet believing. And he said, in your believing. It's in your believing of him. Though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. There, church, they're believing to have this lively hope. To have such faith in Christ. To know that God had sent His only begotten Son. They grabbed hold of that. They latched hold of it. They latched hold of Him. And they didn't turn loose. Some, maybe they didn't, they just couldn't see it or didn't realize that they had been so close to God Almighty in the flesh. But these people believed it. These people believed it. And in believing, they were able to rejoice. You and I, our rejoicing should be in our believing in Him. Our believing in Christ. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. My goodness. Lord, help us to grab hold of that. You know, I had never seen that till I was studying that this week. I've quoted that. To me, that's part of being filled with God's Holy Spirit, to be full of joy unspeakable and full of glory. But you know what it's tied to? Right there it is. How much we love a man we've never seen. Amen. Amen. All right, I want you to stand. I'm done. God bless you.